Welcome. It's the 8th of November, 2024. Doing the pre-show here. After the show, since this has been happening lately, I'll just sit down and just fire off the show while it's the inspiration's fresh. And we have a Bud Dickman. The stuff I gotta say, this is Bud's new podcast. And he hosts Jason J. Delmonico, who does some singing, along with his mother, Margaret Gray. Frank Gray joins in. And then later, Dr. Jim Sadler is on to talk with Bud about a friend of Bud's, Logan. I forget this kid's last name, but he's got, it burns when he pees. And so Dr. Sadler is understandably upset that he gets hauled in to do some juvenile show about, you know, what does it mean when it burns when it pees? Well, what do you think, you know? So there's that. Also have an audition I have to do after I get everything done. This is an audition, and I don't usually talk to you about the auditions that I have to do, but this is like one line. One line. But it must be a very important line because it's a union job, so it's going to, you know. Anyway, how are you? How is everybody? How are you guys holding up? Good? I don't know. I have mixed feelings. I will not share. And people that I love, people that are important to me, people that are close to me, they're having a hard fucking time, you know, figuring shit out. I tell people, look, man, you make your own reality. You know, at the end of the day, you forge ahead with your life, okay? And if it doesn't affect, what doesn't affect you doesn't affect you. We get tied up probably too much with personalities. You know, I voted. I pay my taxes. I don't break the fucking law. And that's where I'm at. And I will, you know, I'll be perfectly honest with you. If that's not good enough, if that is not good enough, Phil Hendry, I don't break the fucking law. I pay my fucking taxes. Whatever else I said that I do. I work hard. I employ people, what have you. I vote. I get involved when time comes. If that isn't good enough, I don't know what the fuck to say, okay? I don't want the government fucking with me. And like anybody, everyone's the same. Nobody wants the government fucking with them. The times we live in, you know, let's put it that way. The times we live in, they're difficult times. But they're as good or as bad as we make them, man. Okay? They're as good or as bad as we fucking make them. You know, you go into the world and create a better fucking world. You fucking kick the shit out of everything standing in your way. You know, you say, well, that's my philosophy. Well, there's different ways of going about it, right? There's all kinds of different ways of going about kicking the shit out of stuff. In my personal belief system, it is an unending, unrelenting, never let up, always keep pushing, beating the shit out of every barrier standing in your way. I don't care what it is. And there's different ways of defeating barriers, you know. You do it with fists, you do it with sometimes you do it with charm, conversation, you do battle, you do a lot of different ways of knocking down the barriers that stand in our way. So don't let anything fucking hang you up, man. Okay? And the other thing that's really important is treat people good, man. Remain positive. Don't be a fucking sourpuss. There's going to always be times when people are going to push us, and it requires us to kind of stand our ground and put our fists up, okay? I get that. But don't go through life like that. And understand that this is our country, and the tradition and the history of America is of freedom and of the people determining the future of this country, not any one person, you know. So that's my speech. It's all good, you know, but I got off the phone with some people that I really care and I really love tonight, and they were very, very down. By the way, moving away from that to positive things, congratulations to my godson, Joe, marrying Mallory on Saturday. We'll be there. We're excited. Tomorrow night is a big party, or tonight, I should say, is a big party at Don and Pam's house. I'm going to Uber over there with my good friend, my good close personal friend, Ramo. And it'll be a fun time, man. I'm really, really looking forward to it. So congratulations, Joe and Mal. And goddamn, man, all the happiness in the world to you. It will be a rock and roll time. All right, let's just kick right into this thing, shall we?